This morning's scripture reading is from Matthew 6, verses 9 through 10. If you like, please follow in your pew Bibles. You'll find this on page 881, 882. Pray then this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, everybody.
We are continuing our sermon series, Lord Teach Us to Pray. We are following and studying the Lord's Prayer. As we think about this topic, my question to you is, can you say that all your prayers that you pray to God have been answered, all of them? Exactly the way I want it, the way I prayed. And I wish that I could say that yes, affirmatively. However, in many times that I was disappointed and kind of struggled with this question. And even in Jesus, the Gospel of John chapter 14, 13, there Jesus says, whatever you ask, I'll do it. Anything is missing? Whatever you ask in my name, we tend to forget that. And without remembering that part, how important that is, we make this prayer and that prayer, this is what I want, Lord, I ask this, Lord, you will grant this to me, and we tend to approach prayer that way. However, there is clearly Jesus saying that this wonderful promise behind and beyond that is, whatever you ask in my name, and I'll do anything if you ask in my name. That part is very important. So what I'm saying is we have some this kind of disappointing experience, and also there are times that we felt it, you know, I don't know why my prayers haven't answered. And somehow some of that will be answering today, especially thinking that what kind of prayers will be answered. What kind of prayers without fail will be answered? And how do we pray? What kind of prayers can we pray? That's today's topic. And of course, bottom line is, if we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, if you pray as Jesus taught us to pray, not the way we want and whatever, there are certain ways Jesus taught us, you pray this way, then I will answer your prayers. So we are following that. Today, three things we need to learn and listen and then follow. That is, again, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. And those three parts are essential for us and for our prayers to be answered. As we pray, hallowed by thy name, what does that mean? Hallowed in the Bible word, it means set apart, sanctified, exalted, and revered. So, when we pray certain prayers, we need to ask these questions. When this prayer is answered, will God be glorified? Will God be sanctified? Will God be honored? Will God be exalted and revered when this prayer is answered? Will God be, when this prayer of mine is answered, will God be respected and recognized as the only true living God, the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sustainer of all things? There is no other God like our God. When this my prayer is answered. And if those questions are yes, 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 certainly yes, and then we have every reason and confidence that our prayers will be answered. And here's another question. Is this what I really desire as I pray? First, as we pray, this question is again, hallowed be thy name, then means that when this prayer is answered, will God be exalted? Will God be honored? Will God be sanctified? Will God be recognized as the true, only living God, so merciful and true, heals, renews, and saves? That's the question. God is asking, when you pray, may that be your number one priority. May that be your reason that you are praying, excite you, May you have this strong desire. And then, why wouldn't God answer our prayers? Next is, thy kingdom come. The kingdom of God in the Bible, it means the rule of God or reign of God and the domain or territory where God's rule is obeyed and respected. If you study the Gospels especially, and then, for example, Jesus began his ministry by proclaiming the kingdom of God. In the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, 14 and 15, there Jesus, the time has come and repent and believe in the kingdom of God. If you go the book of Acts after Jesus had died and risen and prior to his ascension, what was he talking about in Acts 3:1-3? He was talking about the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God was so important. Jesus came to bring and introduce so that we experience this kingdom of God and in kingdom power. When this kingdom of God has come through Jesus Christ, Matthew 11:5 there says, the blind, they receive the sight, the lame walked, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf ear, the dead are raised, and the good news of God's welcoming and salvation is preached to the poor. Even the demons are cast out by the finger or the power of God. That's what Jesus preached and taught all through his ministry. How do we know when the kingdom of God has come? Kingdom of God is very mysterious and powerful. It's a little bit hard to define, but I think I got some gist of it. So let me share with you. Kingdom of God is like this. When people, in obedience to God's rule, repent and accept God as their Savior and Lord, then when that happens, God's power, that remarkable power that heals, saves, and changes lives, that starts to happen. That is true now and to eternity. That is the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, it's kind of mouthful, but kingdom of God is God, through the Holy Spirit, invites us to accept and receive Jesus Christ through repentance. When we say yes to that God's invitation and role, the Holy Spirit comes to our hearts and begins to live in us, and through that we are healed, we are saved, we are transformed constantly to the image of Jesus Christ. We begin to live a powerful resurrection life every day. We have new life. And even if we die, we have this life forever. This is amazing and awesome power. When we are touched by this kingdom power, we go home and become different and better husband. Go home, we become more loving and different and better wife and fathers and mothers. When these are changed, repented, and saved the kingdom people, go to work, the result is different. Our attitude is different. Evil is being cast out. Society becomes just and righteous. That's the kingdom of God. Again, next question is, in terms of this kingdom prayer, when your prayers are answered, will people turn to God because they accept and obey God's rule in their lives? Then that is kingdom prayer. When your prayers are answered, will God be glorified because God's will is honored and done through you? Then the kingdom of God is happening, is coming through you and me. And Christ is asking is, when you pray, pray for your job, pray for healing, pray for your sons and daughters. Those things are good and okay, but may this be at the center of your prayer. May this be your first and number one desire and yearning, and then those prayers will certainly be answered. Next, Jesus told us, "I'll be done on earth as it is in heaven." If I make some confession to you, looking back in terms of my prayer life, yes, there are times that I've been praying regularly a couple of hours each day, but looking back, I have so many regrets. What I mean by that is so many of my prayers in terms of this Jesus teaching and in kingdom prayer, they were like a trash. Because many of that was me, myself, and Lord bless my children. You know, we all heal so and so, my mother, and this and that. Even now, you know, so many of my prayers have nothing to do with hallowing God's name, transforming the lives of a people. God's will be done. As a result of that, God be recognized as the true living God who can only give us new life through Jesus Christ. But much of my prayer being like a trash and garbage, just me and myself. And some of the even prayers that I've prayed, looking back and I'm ashamed. Did I pray that kind of prayer? Was that even a prayer? Because many of them, I made those requests without any regard for God's will be done. Another my confession is, prayer has been in the past as a means of getting what I want. Instead of me discerning the will of God and surrendering myself to God. And I'm ashamed, but I have to admit that I wasn't that good. But now I'm getting there soon, close to 60, right? You know, I am now confident. That's why I pray this prayer more and more. That's why I kind of teach this, the Lord's Prayer, because whether I like it or not, whether that looks great and wonderful or not, whether I'm comfortable or not, you know, the will of God is the best. Friends, whether you and I will like it or not, the will of God is always the best. Amen. So seeking that and praying for that, then that prayers will certainly be answered. And think about some of the things, you know, for your teenagers. Do you pray for your girlfriend and boyfriend? Lord, if you would let me date with someone, that'll be great, Lord. How much does that have to do with the kingdom of God, the will of God? School admission. Oh, Lord, I want to get into that school and that school. Oh, if you give me admission to that, that'll be great. That's okay, but pray something like this. Lord, give me admission to the school that you see the right and best for me so that I can grow to know you and follow you best through that school. Lord, I don't know what that school may be, whether that be in Boston or that be in where, but lead me to the school that you see me the best for me so I can follow you. See that? And how about even your job and promotions? Just praise the Lord, give me promotion, give me more money, give me this job and that. Instead of that, Lord, give me certain job and company and place that I can work there as your followers, revealing, and so that I'll be the salt and light in that world, so that I can be a good witness for your love and glory. And then that's different prayer. And about at church meetings, seriously, you know, it's okay and that's natural. Each of us, we all have, I think this is the way. I think the right way. I think the best way. We all have, each and every one of us, we all have that ideas and opinions. What's wrong with that? That's good and that's fine. But the thing is, no matter what, at the end, through the meeting, can we say, Lord, whatever the decision be made, your name be glorified, your name be exalted, Lord, your kingdom come. Somehow through this, Lord, we are imperfect. Through this, Lord, we want to see people healed and changed and transformed. Lord, use us. Lord, your will be done. And then everything is really great, and also all those prayers will be answered. And but even government and global peace, we all have, you know, this is the way, democratic way or Republican way, but whatever that is, if we pray, Lord, Your will be done. Not even Democratic and Republican third party, but Lord, your will be done. Lord, what is the best for the global peace? Lord, your will be done. So with this, let me summarize. These kinds of prayers will be answered without fail. I have a confidence because that's what Jesus taught us and promised us. If you ask anything in my name, I will do everything I'll do. Whatever you ask, if you ask in my name. So we have every confidence that Christ and our God will answer our prayers if we pray this way. When we ask things, that's hallowed be thy name. Ask for God's glory. When that prayer is answered, God be sanctified. God be honored and exalted. Then, no doubt that prayer will be answered. Next is, as you ask our things, let us ask our things to be done God's kingdom way. By God's power, God's way, and God's resources. That's the kingdom prayer. So that the lives of a people be transformed and changed. And also, as we intensely desire whose will? God's will be done through us. Yes, through the president and through the Supreme Court, FBI, but we are to pray, Lord, your will be done first through me and my obedience. Number one is, let it begin with me, Lord. Let me obey to you. Let me live the life that you want me to live. Without that, this kingdom prayer, that doesn't make sense. Lord, let me obey. Let me follow. Let me do your kingdom will. And then we pray. And let that spread at our home, at our church and school and your workplace. And then with that, we are to pray for the president and also our government and our system. And that's what I believe we are to do. Some of the kingdom prayers that I'd like to share with you will look like this. How about something like this? Lord, use us, use our church to save the children and teens who are caught in human trafficking in our areas and also around the world. When that prayer is answered, who will be glorified? When that prayer is answered, children and teenagers are saved from that horrible hell, then whose will is being done? And when that happened, what do you think? Well, we can't do it on our own power and wisdom. And that is being done by God's power and God's way when one child, one teen is being saved, and then the kingdom of God is working there. See that? And next is, Lord, help us to share your love and your hope and your healing to the couples who are struggling in their marriages. About some singles and single parents and praying for the elderly who are lonely so that they be comforted and strengthened by the grace of God. Then again, who's getting glory? Whose will is being done? Who's being honored? We ought to pray for our children about something like this. Lord, guide our children so that they know you personally as his or her Savior and follow you wherever they are. Lord, bless my children or our children with godly friends. Lord, I pray that at school they make God-honoring decisions, not just following their friends, so that their lives be glory to you. And that's the kingdom prayer, isn't it? One more. Lord, VBS is coming. We pray that through this, your power and your love be revealed. Lord, I pray that this doesn't become just another babysitting event, but through this event, the lives of the children and their families be connected to you and to your love. Lord, through VBS, change the lives of a people and the families. And then that is more than me, myself, and I, the kingdom prayers. Isn't it? So I think I made myself clear on this. And so to follow Jesus Christ, let me make you a few suggestions. Do the inventory. You know what I mean by that is, what about if you have just a piece of a paper at home and draw one line here and say on your right, kingdom. On your left, draw a line here, kingdom and me, and check your prayer journals and journals while you just pray, and then just kind of write them down, and that's inventory. And likely that one side is really long and lengthy, and the other side probably two or three lines, okay? Kingdom prayer versus me, myself, and now my family. So, and then that'll help us. Next is, put yourself to end means neutral. That's why I shared with you, I have so many regrets about my foolish requests and prayers, and selfish and sinful, egotistical, I'm so ashamed. And how do we prevent that? How to prevent disappointment in prayers? Always putting myself to neutral. Always saying that, Lord, this is what I like. If this would have happened, if you had answered this prayer, that would be great, great. But Lord, I know your will is the best. So I'm putting myself on neutral. Lord, whatever you see the right and best for me, for my family, for this church, Lord, let that be done. That is putting ourselves on what? Neutral. And then, that's the best. Start the kingdom prayer I shared with you. The kingdom prayer. Start the kingdom prayer. How may I discern the will of God? I'm kind of digressing just 1 week. As I was thinking and preparing this message, I'm sure that you wanted to know, Pastor, could you help us in a more specific way? How may we discern the will of God in that way we can pray this kingdom prayer, the will of God discerned? So I'm going to talk about that coming Sunday. With that, let's pray. Dear God, we give you thanks for this wonderful promise. As we repented of our sin, accepted you as our Lord and Savior, Lord, you have given us this wonderful privilege. When we ask things in Jesus' name according to God's will, Lord, 1 John 5:14, it says, we have boldness and we have confidence that we receive what we ask to God. Lord, for this great honor, gift and privilege, Lord, we thank you. We are very sorry because we've been praying so long, me, myself, and I first, completely ignoring your kingdom prayer. How we may honor and hallow your name. How may we live in your power and kingdom, healing and saving the lives of our people, O Lord. And also, we didn't care much about your will. We just fought and we just dig our heels deep. This is what I think. This is the way it should be. Lord, help us that we move from that to your will. And help us that we grow in this prayer life. And use us and this church in that way. Through us, Lord, your kingdom come. Lord, your name be hallowed and your will be done. Create within us this great excitement of experiencing that our prayers being answered as we pray as you taught us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.